Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, you gotta love it. Yours went before mine. I just say that. Yours did go before
mine.
Yeah,
well, you're in the hospital bed next to everybody.
I think just one of us is facing it earlier than the other.
Yeah, sometimes.
Both of them are dead.
Sometimes you need to let
go. Mine's not dead.
Dude, it's so dead. What are you talking about?
Not at all. Yeah. Not yet.
Hugh, the oxygen levels are dropping quickly here.
I'm checking in on yours right now.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. You're being a hater.
No, you're being a hater. You're trying to tell us that this defense is a luxury.
Can you guys show some reverence at a take funeral? Can we have some reverence here at a take funeral?
Okay,
guys,
fine.
Making jokes. We're saying goodbye here.
We're fighting.
We're saying goodbye.
We're fighting at a funeral.
This is a serious thing, guys. All right? All right. In case you are wondering why we're gathered here today, everyone. In May, Hugh and I had a discussion about Saquon Barkley and his potential impact on the Eagles. And while I acknowledge what a good player he is, I did say on this station, on this show, that I wasn't sure, and I did not believe at that point, that Saquon Barkley would make a big difference in wins and losses. I think it had nice stats, but the Eagles would still win 10 or 11 games. Well, they have 9 wins. And I said to everyone last week, I was waiting. I was holding out until win number 12. But Hugh, I saw it last night, and I said, time to pull the plug.
Well.
It's time to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Life support, we're going to pull that
that's
plug out.
Doing, that's how you do in the black churches. I'm just, you know, ad-lib, got you.
Yeah, I knew what you were doing. Yeah.
I noticed you're a little underdressed for this.
Yeah, you were supposed to wear a suit.
I'm always underdressed.
You were supposed to wear your reverend outfit, and you didn't do that today.
Preach, speak on it. Speak
we
on
say
it.
Goodbye to my take today, which lasted 12 weeks. Was probably dead in week one, but we held on throughout.
Jesus. Listen, keep going.
Okay, I didn't know if you were taking over.
No, I'm saying this is what we do in the
black. This is jarring for people like me and Joe.
Yeah, I know, because I know I'm trying to give y'all the feel of the African-American church. Y'all keep messing it up, man. You keep messing it up. I'm just trying to
we're
make
like,
it.
What?
You know what I mean? Me and y'all with the wow. Mm-hmm.
We say goodbye to my take that Saquon wouldn't be a big difference maker in wins and losses.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Might actually be the NFL MVP.
Yes, Lord.
Saquon, we say goodbye to the take. You are a difference maker. Continue running. Win an MVP.
Jesus.
And now that we said goodbye, Hugh, I wrote something here. I don't know how this works. I've never actually written one. I probably should have one in real life. But I have a will here. I just want to...
You about to bequeath some stuff?
I have a will.
Okay. You got to bequeath. You're bequeathing. you know what's funny?
You might want to give yourself a break.
Bequeath. I know what y'all, you know what? Y'all need to grow up.
I feel like you're making a mockery of this funeral.
I know. This is serious.
I'm okay. I am serious. But that is a word,
my
though.
Take died last night, and you're laughing.
No. Kyle's looking at me like, did he just really say that? It's a real word. Trust
I know
me
what bequeath
means. All right. I am glad.
But your child.
You know what? After this, I am glad I wrote the will the way I did. Kyle's the executor of the will. You're not. You. I can't trust you with this will. Okay? So from moving forward, Kyle will distribute my assets, which include the takes I'm most proud of and the ones I think will age the best, including Howie Roseman is going to Canton as a Hall of Fame executive, one of only 7 or 8 that are there. Future takes that I now pass off, and Kyle will be able to distribute those to my children when they reach the age of 18. Teams should not pay quarterbacks. They should just let them go and, you know, use the cap space on new quarterbacks. Maybe the smart team will do this one day. And, of course, the one that is probably my most valuable asset right now, that the Trey Turner contract should be, with a magic wand, gone. Just gone. Pass those along, Kyle. Make sure they go to the proper people that have to carry those assets
into
the future.
I'll be examining some of those and make sure that only the best ones go to your team.
Thank you, yes. And ones like today's, we lower into the ground. We say goodbye. Saquon Barkley. Difference maker, MVP for the Philadelphia Eagles. My take is dead. I was wrong, and he's really fun to watch play.
I'm sorry for your take, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, right? Mm-hmm. It's part of the...
That's right.
You get into this knowing that sometimes you got to say goodbye to a take, and you could be stubborn like some people who, you know, want to hold on to their takes around here, but, or you could just let go. Sometimes you got to let go.
Can I have your Howie take, by the way? Can you pass someone on? Did you write that one on
me? What about the Carson Wentz take? So, what about that one?
Well, that take is that takes in heaven. I mean, that take rose up. I mean, that was.
I mean, he's back in the league, though.
Oh, come on. That one went through the pearly gates. That was a good one. You want the Howie Roseman as a Hall of Famer one?
Yeah.
I mean, you're the executor of the will. I mean, I'm dead now.
Taking that one.
All right.
I'm commandeering and taking that one. So,
just glad I can't trust Douglas over here.
I might accelerate it to how he deserves a lifetime contract.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Giggling through a funeral.
I was not giggling. You are making a mockery of this whole thing. That's how it happens at churches. That's the churches I go. That's what they do. They, you know, somebody's speaking.
I just wish you wore the Reverend outfit if you were going to give this
sermon.
If
I was going to do that, I was going to be in full Rev mode. Mm-hmm. My bad. Next time.
I'm glad we got to do this on a good day, right? Like, you know, it's almost like when you say goodbye to someone, you're celebrating their life. We're celebrating the season Saquon's having.
Right, and no one's going to be mad at you for this. Like, this is, it's a celebratory.
It's a homegoing for a bad take.
It actually might be everyone out there's favorite thing. I look like an idiot, and Saquon Barkley might win the MVP. It's perfect.
Now, do you think this will stop people from the future for going back to this and telling you how wrong you are?
Well, you're not supposed to speak ill of the dead.
I would imagine if you look at your twits right now, you probably got some twits on there.
Well, I remind everyone, you don't speak ill of the dead. Yep. Today's a day of reverence, of respect for the take. That
people
is,
don't listen to
is
that.
Now dead.
People don't listen to that. They're probably tweeting you right now.
Well, I'm going to ignore those. 215-592-9495. Let's get back to the phone lines here.
All tweets from here on out should be sorry for your take, Joe.
Yes, sorry. That's it. You
that's
can say that. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry your take died. I'm sorry your take passed away and Saquon might run for 2,000 yards. The funniest thing is it's not just like he's kind of a difference maker. He might be having the greatest season a running back's ever had.
The MVP is, by definition, difference maker.
Most valuable.
And I know that the Giants have a bunch of different problems. But this is where I would ask Giants fans to call in and be like, how do you really feel knowing that your organization is in shambles and one of your most popular players, the one whose jersey you probably had that you burned when he came here, is having the type of season in Philadelphia that you wish he would have had.
Well, you think back to them, the John Mara clip, right? It's going to be really hard to sleep if he goes to Philadelphia. Like, that's literally happening.
Because it's like, and this is an all-timer take. When you date someone, and then all of a sudden, you know, you talked about how bad they were or how, you know, their hygiene was bad, and then you watch them blossom into, like, a superstar. Like, all of a sudden, like the dude that dated Katy Perry, When she was in high school and thought that she wasn't that attractive, mm-hmm. and now she blew up like that guy. How does it feel to be that guy?
I like the pettiness continues to come out.
No, I'm saying because that's what this is. Because I can remember vividly. I wish I kept receipts. This is when I wish, like the kids say, I would have kept receipts.
Was there a girl that said she didn't like you?
Yeah, it was a few of those. it's a joke. It's a few of those now. What are you talking about? But anyway.
Well, I didn't know if you had someone in mind as you were going through
this. No, I mean, it was a couple. Like, you know, when I was in high school, yeah, it's a couple. But it's
how do you like me now, Douglas?
Hey, how do you like me now? I'm living what they used to say. I'm living high on the hog. This is the same back in the day.
Yeah, you got a lot of sayings. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call, zero Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. We got a couple of really interesting polls out today. I imagine the voting is going to be lopsided on both. First, eastbound and down. 82% yes on that poll. There it is.
It's kind of light, to be honest.
I know. Well, you know what? 18%, we don't have to save seats for them. So they're just not coming.
No, but it's funny how people know, like, you just say that, and they know exactly what you're talking about.
They know exactly what ridiculous idea we have this time.
Yeah,
and then, should Saquon Barkley be the favorite for MVP, yes or no? Where do we come down? Then right back to the phone line. Should he be the favorite right now? So right now, as we speak, he has the third shortest odds. It is Josh Allen first. It is Lamar Jackson second. It is now Saquon third. Should he be the favorite? Is he the MVP of the league?
I think it's a quarterback
award?
Award. I couldn't think
of
the
word. Well, it's become
award,
that.
The word award escaped
What would you do
me.
Without me?
Yeah, I know. I was stuck. I'd have just been saying it was a quarterback thingy. Oh, but yeah, it's a quarterback award. I don't think he's going to get it.
Should he? Like, if you were voting, and we all know he might not get it, but should he?
I think he should.
I think he should. A quarterback is having an all-time year on a number one seed. Like, if Jared Goff was having he's having a good season, an even better one, okay, that makes sense. His team has the best record. Mahomes, right? His team has the second. They both are 10-1. But neither of those guys are having, like, all-time years. Saquon is having that year. I mean, you look at his numbers right now compared to, you know, when you go back to Barry Sanders in 97, he won the MVP. Adrian Peterson in 2012, he won the MVP. He's better through 11 games than those guys were.
I will say this about this. This is what makes this unique, is because this is, and forgive me if the timeline is skewed a little bit, but this is off of the, was it last year or the year before that, where the running back position had been devalued because it was an Austin Eckler. There was a couple other running backs that were up for contracts, and they didn't get them. The running back for the Raiders.
I think it was two summers ago, because this past year they got paid, right? The team's spent on veterans.
It was a big to-do because it was a couple running backs that
Josh
were coming
Jacobs,
up for deals.
Those guys.
They talked collusion and all that stuff.
Nobody wanted to pay them.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, with Derrick Henry and now Saquon Barkley, the resurgence, the reemergence of the value of a running back, a good one.
I think it was just the market went too far, right? Like, if third wide receivers are making $12 million, then why don't I just pay this great running back that much money?
Think about it like this, too, Joe. Perfect storm. You have the young man, Ashton Jeanty, who's at Boise State right now. I mean, just to kind of tie it all in. And you look at the contributions that the running backs are having now in the league, in the NFL. And you look at what he's doing in college. That, I think, is just the perfect storm. Like, the perfect time for 2 years ago, 2 years removed from the fact that nobody thought that the running backs were significant. And now you have Saquon Barkley, who last night on Sunday Night Football went out there and showed his whole entire butt cheeks to everybody in the country.
Like Mike Tyson?
Yeah, he showed his butt. Like, you talk about showing your butt cheeks. He went out there and acted up on national TV.
He did. If I had a vote, I'd go Saquon 1, Goff 2. That actually been how I voted right now.
Really? So, I might have to be the bad guy here, but, like, what are the Bills without Josh Allen?
Well, not even close to as good.
Well, of course. I'm not of the mindset that this should be exclusively a quarterback award, and I think if there's a year to give it to a running back, obviously Saquon, the year he's having, he definitely is deserving of it, but, like, if you told me that you can't not give it to Josh Allen, I'd also be like, yeah, I understand.
I know, but he's not even the one seed in his own conference.
But that doesn't matter to me.
I know, but he's not even I get it. He's carrying them. But he's not having even a great statistical year compared to the other
guys. Doesn't matter to me. His value is showing.
Yeah, he's a great player.
I don't know. Like, I try to separate the whole numbers and that kind of stuff from the MVP discussion. I'm just trying to think of who's the most valuable to your team. Obviously, Saquon's up there, but, like,
well, that's why it's always becomes, it goes back to quarterback, right? Because you take the best quarterbacks off the best teams, they're probably screwed.
But the thing is, like, Saquon, and this is going to sound haterish, because I'm not haterish.
How this is flipped.
But
can I educate you guys on Saquon now?
Saquon has a good team around him. Like, the Bills' offense.
I know. And that's why Allen's probably the favorite. I get it. 215-592-9494. From Mike in Maple Shade, was at the game in L.A. last night. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Well, at least it's morning out here. Let me tell you something. We are the luckiest fans in the world. Our gas is $2 cheaper. Our food's a million times better. Our team is exceptional. Sitting there last night, you know, I'm an Eagle season ticket holder. I've been away about 14 times. That was the loudest away crowd I've ever heard. It was amazing. It was simply amazing. And let me tell you something. They may have spent $5 billion on that stadium, but they have no idea how to even use that television screen. They showed no replays. They didn't even call it first and goal or third and goal. They called it third and eight. I mean, it was just ridiculous. But anyway, the team looked amazing. The crowd was, it was raucous. It was so good. It was so good.
Mike, my favorite part was at one point, Collinsworth and Tirico on the broadcast were talking about how all week long the Rams were preparing for silent counts. Like, they knew it was coming. They knew that they wouldn't be able to hear themselves think in their own stadium. Like, that's
kind of sad.
It's sad on their part. It's also amazing that, like, this fan base travels, like you and everybody else out there, and they knew that was coming.
I have to tell you, it was like 30,000 to 40,000 Eagles fans. It was insane. When the people started leaving, you could really see the numbers of Eagles fans there. It was simply amazing. Other thing, walking around town like Venice Beach, Santa Monica, they had no clue a football game was going on. Here's the best part about it. We're staying in the hotel that all the Ravens fans are staying at, and we both know what's coming down the pipe. It's coming down to us, too.
Eagles-Ravens next week?
Yeah. No, but I'm saying they know we're here at the same hotel. They know that they're out here for a game that I'm sure the Chargers aren't going to be, you know, the fans ain't going to be as loud as they are going to be. The Ravens are here. The Eagles fans are here. It's a collision coming next week.
Oh, it's going to be a great game. And that's the game with MVP, with Offensive Player of the Year stuff attached. Yeah. Potentially, I don't think the Ravens.
Might be a little chilly out there.
Ooh, Sunday in Baltimore. Yeah. It's going to be a great game Sunday in Baltimore. Big V and Matt Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Yo, Gilio, man. What's going on?
Big V, what's up?
Well, first, a moment of silence and my condolences to the burial of your take, your drop.
We bow our heads here, Big V. Thank you. I appreciate your condolences.
And Hugh should be helping you with that grieving process. I mean, we buried his theory of defense being a luxury.
Not yet. They played well, though.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Hold on a second.
We need to have a memorial for that.
Hugh, at some point, there's no reason to keep it on life support. It's over. I saw what happened with Saquon, and we took it off life support.
Hugh's been
last
in the
night.
Denial phase for a while.
I know.
I'm not in denial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
You're in denial about being in denial.
It's sad.
I mean, technically, they're right where I thought they would be.
No, they're not.
So get out of here. Come on.
Hey, Cal. Hugh is in denial about being in denial being in denial.
It's sad.
Yeah. But, Hugh. Friday, yes. I got to say this. I told you so. You're plant-based eating down on the Eagles individual. You know we gone down. We're heading to the Nifty 50. All roads to the Super Bowl. Come to Philadelphia. We showed them we are. We've got the best running back. We showed them we've got the best coaching staff. We showed the world that we are.
Hey, they wanted to call me a name, too.
Daddy
was on the radio.
That's a darn good call, Big V.
Big V, way to self-edit because you almost called me a name.
You plant-based eating something.
We got it. I'm sorry for your take, and I told you so, Hugh.
Hey, way to go, Big V. Way to self-edit.
Nothing says attending a funeral like saying I'm sorry and then heckling one of the attendees. Yeah. I mean, because that's what that
in
was.
In your face. You plant-based, but whatever he's about to say. Yeah.
You need to move forward through these stages of grief, Hugh, because Joe last week went through the bargaining phase where he was like, you know, give me 11 to 12 wins. He's trying to parse out how we can still win this thing. There was some denial in there. I think he skipped over the anger part, to your credit.
Oh, yeah, I was never angry.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wrong all the time. It's fine. I never have any sort of remorse about being wrong about something. That's on a daily basis.
But we've reached acceptance. This is growth.
That's right. Speaking of trying to let go or say goodbye, I kind of tried to make peace with my take a couple weeks ago. What do you think about this?
What's your mind?
Well, I did in the midst of saying on the air that I didn't, you know, I wasn't ready to give up the take, right? I wasn't ready to say goodbye to the difference maker take. But while I did that, Hugh, I did place a 150-1 MVP bet on Saquon Barkley. So I have that now. And here's my question, because you're a gambling expert around here, right? Hugh, should I cash out? They're offering me 15 times what I bet.
Seriously?
Yes, because he's down to plus 650.
Oh, it's looking good. You know me, I'm not.
Let this ride?
No, I'm going to go ahead and take that money. Is it more money than what you started with? That's a win.
Well, of course, it's 15 times more than what I put in.
There it is. Well, that's a win.
Kyle, what do you think? So it's a 150-1 bet on Saquon to win the MVP, down to plus 650. Mm. Right now, they're offering me 15 times the original bet.
I think you have one more opportunity to get even more, and that's when he jumps Lamar this week.
Oh, wait till they beat the Ravens?
Yeah. Because he's not going to get a chance to jump the Bills. There's no like head-to-head there. Mm. Allen could have a bad week. You don't know if that's coming, though.
You don't.
This is a direct opportunity for you to just get a little bit more.
I know, but then
then you're like,
might win it.
Well, then we'll have to put it to a vote for the people.
All right. But
your money will be in the hands of the WIP faithful.
It was almost my way of trying to make peace with the take. So I said this, but I see what's happening. I'm going to bet on it. Donald's in Chester. What's up, Donald?
Good morning.
Good morning, Donald.
Well, I guess all of y'all understand now why I wasn't trying to hear anything that you were trying to talk talk so highly about the Rams on Friday.
Yep, the plant-based chew over here trying to, you know, get everyone's minds the wrong way.
Well, see, I think at some point we have to start looking at it like other teams have a challenge, you know, going up against us, you know, because of what we've seen. So I just looked, you know, I just looked at it at that. I knew Stafford, he couldn't run, so he couldn't really get away from anything. He got that one good run.
Yeah, know, early, but quarter. After that, I mean, and their offensive line, their tackles were not very good, Donald, and our defense.
Yeah, their tackles got violated.
Whoo, our defense, it's incredible. They're at every level, they're good right now.
Yeah, it should have been 37-10. You know, if the refs hadn't helped them, you know, because they probably would have had to settle for a field goal and then the late touchdown of what's going on. So I'm not going to throw it up in your face because everybody else is doing it to you.
Oh, please do it. It's not. You can't.
Come on,
I mean,
Donald.
I'm not going.
Donald, tell
trust
him.
Trust me, Donald.
Base, yeah.
I'm not going to lose any sleep behind it. You're good.
I just look at it like this. We get caught like when I look at the Georgia Bulldogs and I look at that Hawkeye and I look at that Toledo Rocket. See, I just think that we still see that rookie thing. And yes, they are rookies, but they're special kind of rookies, you know. And they are. They were stars. Where they were, you know, and that's what the potential is. And I just think that they pose a challenge and they pose a threat, you know, because we already know what the running game does, but this defense has shown us how dominant and how much of a challenge. And it's like what Joe said earlier, it's like they're better players.
They just have, have more good players than everyone's on, and now you know, it's coming together where it feels like they finally figured out. It took them 4 weeks. Like, how should they use these
symbiotic
players? They figured out the right combo, the right scheme. Like, they've got it rolling now.
Yeah, and Hugh, I'm sorry. I thought that Jason was your teammate. I thought he was. I got the years.
Oh, Avant.
Oh, no, you're fine.
It happens.
I mean, he's still family though. But you're good.
Right. Yes, I understand that because he's just so right this year, because I just don't think anybody can stop us, because Jalen is not, you know, like throwing the ball as effectively as he was in 22, but he's playing just as efficient.
He is. So you look at some. Yeah, you're right, year. Donald. You're right. And look at his like passer rating, some of his numbers. It's very similar to 22. Yep.
Yes, he's back to Super Bowl form, and you can tell, you know. So and with the defense, because those were the two main things that got us that got us there, you know. So it just looks upside from here.
Well, they look like they've got an incredible chance to push the Lions for the one seed, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the postseason. 215-592-9494. Of course, health is a big part of this. They got to stay healthy, and we know they lost someone significant last night. We'll get to your phone calls. You can celebrate the win. Offer your condolences for my Saquon take, which we said goodbye to today. Maybe some people out there will have some, you know, decorum, you know, and saying goodbye and then giggling through a eulogy here. But we'll see what happens. Plus, we got to get to the bad news from last night. The loss of Brandon Graham. And he will break down how the Eagles can replace production from the defensive line, the guys they have, and maybe some names out there they could go add to try to put another body in here, because BG is out for the season. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's never too early to start planning for your Thanksgiving gathering. So if you've got shopping lists started already, move half-filled pork to the top of your list. Now, I know you must be wondering, like, Hugh, what are you talking about? This is turkey time. Ain't nobody thinking about no pork. Well, it's time for something different, people. So move over, turkey. Put some pork on your fork. Hatfield varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, ham, and ham steaks are all main dish contenders this year. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. And remember, this Thanksgiving, put pork on your fork.